Residents of Swat Valley have welcomed an end to months of heavy fighting between an estimated 3,000 militants and more than 10,000 Pakistani troops. A 24-year-old student from Swat's Kanju village, who declined to be identified because the situation is still tense, tells VOA that private schools for both boys and girls near him have reopened, and people are again shopping in the markets. He says public schools should reopen next week after the end of winter break.
The situation is not perfect like the past, but the people have satisfied so, the people have suffered so much that they consider this situation as a blessing. There are still kidnapping and going on, but the situation will be soon better, inshallah.
In recent months, Taliban militants had taken control of much of the valley, killing outspoken residents and blowing up schools accused of serving as army outposts. While locals have praised the lull in fighting, it remains unclear how the proposed agreement could change their lives or if it will successfully put an end to hostilities. The tentative agreement, orchestrated by militant leader Sufi Muhammad, recommends fundamental changes in the justice system of the Malakand region in the northwest frontier province where Swat is located. The government would sanction courts that carry out proceedings in accordance with Islamic law. Sufi Muhammad has long advocated implementing strict Islamic codes, called Sharia, in Pakistan. Other militant groups in the northwest have opposed education for girls, but the current proposal appears to mainly focus on changing the justice system. Some analysts have worried the agreement could implicitly sanction the Taliban's takeover of Swat, further expanding Taliban-held territory in Pakistan's embattled northwest. Former Chief Secretary of the Northwest Frontier Province, Khalid Aziz, says the proposed agreement has a slightly better chance of succeeding than a similar one that failed to stop fighting in Swat last May. He says that is mainly because Sufi Muhammad, who is acting as a broker in the talks, carries significant authority among militants.
This agreement has a better potential than the last one. However, we have already had some interventions which shows that the militants have as yet not accepted the role of Sufi Muhammad completely.
Aziz cited the shooting of a Pakistani journalist last week and the brief detention of the new top government official to Swat by Taliban fighters as evidence that Maulana Fazlullah's fighters may still be reluctant to halt their offensive. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.